From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A suicide blast killed at least six civilians in eastern Afghanistan Sunday, wounded 13 others. The bomber was on a motorcycle and apparently was trying to reach the venue of a massive pro-government rally in Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province. But Afghan security forces intercepted him far away from the event, prompting him to detonate explosives strapped to his body. A provincial government spokesman confirmed the fatalities, told VOA one woman and a child were among the dead. There were no immediate claims of responsibility for the attack. Kurdish forces in Syria announced Sunday that they had regained control of a key area east of the Euphrates River from Islamic State militants. The People's Protection Units, or YPG, thanked Russian forces as well as the United States-led coalition for logistical and air support in retaking Deir el-Zor's eastern countryside. Speaking at a news conference on Sunday, YPG's spokesperson said that he hoped for more coordination with the two international powers. President Trump's son-in-law and advisor Jared Kushner said Sunday that the president has not yet made a decision on whether he will officially recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. Kushner's comments follow reports in the past few days that Trump will most likely declare Jerusalem as the capital of Israel during a speech scheduled for next Wednesday. The move comes after months of internal deliberations. It would likely inflame tensions across the United States. This is VOA News. White House National Security